This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into the NASCAR studio this week here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you. A little raspy throat today because of being out there on the track a little too long on the NASCAR track, huh? That's what usually happens. That wind and that sand gets in that throat. They told me, but no, you know, I just said I've got to stay here and smell the fumes of the NASCAR. That's the reason. It is the season, isn't it? Yes. We're right here right now in the NASCAR season, and that's why we're in the NASCAR studio this week. I slipped into my fire suit, and I had to, of course, take my helmet off to be able to talk. It would sound kind of like that, I guess, if I had my helmet on, which that's why my helmet is off. So, this week here on Auto World, we got a great special hour here for you planned, of course, and you are part of that hour, folks. You're the star of the show. And since 1992, the telephone number has not changed. That number for you to join me, 855-660-4261. And my emails, well, it's good 28 hours a day. 8 days a week, literally. You can do it anytime you'd like to email me. You can do it right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho. And that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And why I gave you that email address is because it's a good way for a lot of you that if you're too bashful to call, that's no problem. You can email me. And if you do have a 911 type of an emergency with your vehicle, or you got a 911 emergency with, you know, the neighbor that has cut the mufflers off his or her car, and it's really loud when they start it up at 10:30 at night when you're trying to sleep, and you can hear it a block away, because they're going to work at 10:30 at night. I do have a remedy for that, so email me, and we'll take the welder over there and weld some mufflers on their car. No, it's a simple remedy. We're going to cut the mufflers off your car. We're going to find out which car is actually louder, and you're going to rev yours up to. I'll have the whole neighborhood revving their cars up at 10:30 midnight. That's what it's all about, right here on Auto World. Yep. So, how about the kid in you, huh? Well, this hour we're going to talk a little bit about that. Razor and Jeep has come together to make you a kid again. Huh? Oh, yeah. Why not? And, of course, I have trivia for you this hour. And also, I've got the email bag is to the left of me with guess who's holding it? No, not Eddie, the engine emailer. He's off this week, but he does take care of your emails. I have our PR director, Bobby Biesser, here hanging on to that email bag to the left of me. Hang on to that thing. Don't let it get out of your hands there, Bobby Biesser, a PR director. He does a pretty good job hanging on to that email bag. So we're going to get to your emails that you've sent to me this last week, definitely. And so you know, too, these guys, Bobby Biesser, my PR director, and Eddie the engine emailer, they get together, and they did get together before Eddie the engine emailer took off for the weekend. And they go through your emails, folks, and they pull the 911s out, and they get them, and they hit my desk. And those are the ones I'm going to fix right now. So please do not put 911 on there if you need fixed right now. I will consult with your automotive shop, your detail shop, your tranny shop, your tire shop. There's a lot of divisions on your car, and you might not understand the mechanic argon jargon. That's why I'm here. 45 years of repair. Yep. Under the hood of my hat here that I'm not wearing, my helmet. Been doing it for 45 years. ASC, certified master technician in all those divisions. Now, do paint, know how to paint cars. And, you know, it gets right down to the knowledge. It's actually almost kind of scary the older you get in what you do for a living, this is what the only thing I've ever done, the more you keep learning and the more we want to keep learning. And I'm going to share with you today a little bit more about EVs. That's EVs is electric vehicles. And, of course, AVs, we talked a little bit about that on the first hour, autonomous vehicles coming your way. That means there's no human in it. It's driving itself. Would you trust it? Really, would you trust? How does it know where the road is? Cameras, of course. Do you trust the company who builds the cameras? Yes, the car manufacturer hires the camera company to put the cameras in their car. But so then who's going to be at fault when it gets in an accident? These are some of the questions maybe your insurance agent might ask you. Oh, yeah. When you meet somebody by accident. Well, you know, that's who, was it the camera's fault that didn't see the car next to me? How about the sensor that turns the car out of the accident? Uh-oh. So there's a lot of investigation, of course, going on at all times. And I do know that the insurance companies give a lot of, actually, discounts, and that's what they advertise, not only here on radio, but television and print and et cetera, about being a safe driver gets you better rates. So, I don't know. I need to maybe get my insurance agent behind the microphone, and we can ask him some questions concerning, if I get an autonomous vehicle, my insurance must be $3 a month then, because I'm not doing the driving. The computer is. Ah, right. Here's a little trivia for us right before we get going here. Why not? In 1951, automobile power steering is first offered on the Chrysler Imperial models, developed during World War II for the use on military vehicles. It becomes very popular, of course, and is used on all cars today. Power steering. 1951. Thank you, Chrysler Imperial. Boy, the Chrysler Imperial was a big, big old boat, wasn't it? No, gosh, the back seat, front seats, just like the best sofa you'd ever be. You could even buy today. I don't think Lazy Boy even makes a Chrysler type of Imperial type of seat that comfortable today. Good stuff. Well, coming from the NASCAR studio, I've got a lot of things that, like I say, they race on Sunday and, of course, sell on Monday. Well, they race on all days, folks. And when they do race cars, all types of cars, they learn a lot about them. NASCAR, of course, the Daytona 500 is happening. The 64th running first race was 1959. They're hitting speeds of 187 miles an hour. And one thing that did happen, the season's on, man. That's what it's all about. A lot of people, more than expected, have sold out, over 150,000 people. Next-gen cars there today. It's a completely different style of car. It looks like your street car. They've changed it up some to make it safer and to make it faster. Michael Jordan. Remember that name? Basketball? Yeah. Well, Michael Jordan started, I announced it here on Auto World, I believe a couple years ago. He started with one car. Bubba Wallace was driving it. Now he's got three cars in the NASCAR racing along, and they had a horrendous crash. Everybody's okay. Here this last week before, you know, trying to get time trials and all. I don't know if you did see that, but they learn from that. There's cameras everywhere on those cars. So that's a positive note that the cameras that are in and or on NASCAR cars or Indianapolis 500 cars or, you know, race trucks, whatever kind of race vehicle, they do want to go drag strip, actually, too. They want data. And if they get the data, then they can make it safer and better so it doesn't happen again. So that's one thing that happened, and when we come back from the first break here, I'm going to talk a little bit about what did happen, and in fact, at NASCAR today, Daytona 500, that they changed it up a little bit with wheels. And also, we're going to go to the email bag when we come back, and who takes the top spot for 2022 for Consumer Reports Brand Ranking Report Card? We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Good to have have you here, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from the NASCAR studio live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. It's a pleasure to be here. Very proud to be here for you and having you, you know, take time out of your life to be with us here. And again, with that said, you're always the star of the show. I always want to hear from you through our email and our Facebook. Facebook page is Mark Evans, my name. I welcome you over there to take a look at the photos I put up. We're going to be talking a little bit about that here in a little bit. Those photos on Auto World Radio's Facebook page, go ahead, head on over. There's a lot to be said. We're going to be talking a little bit about, well, the federal government gave two thumbs up, something about headlights. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show, and that means that you can call at any one point in time. Same phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Welcome you to email me at any one point in time to say hi, even. Everybody gets a free detail type of gift of some sort, and that's what it's all about. I usually throw something in extra in there just because. That's the way we work here. You know, NASCAR, we're in the NASCAR studio. I've got a fire suit on, in which I just looked at the temperature, and I'm at 115 degrees right now, so I'm quite warm. My temperatures are catching up. It's 109. Looks like, my goodness, look at that. My bun temperature was about 120. So there's our, you know, that's, they announce this stuff on the NASCAR circuit. I got to announce it here about in the studio. Why not, huh? Hey, anyway, they changed something up. They got the next, that's right, the next gen car out there on the racetrack this weekend. That means they've changed a lot of things up. And one thing they did change, and it has a lot to do with us. Again, what they learn on the racetrack, they bring it out to the public and put it in the car manufacturers actually take that design and they buy it and they put it in the cars that you and I buy. They finally decided these pit stops are just a little bit too long. You know, five lug nuts. You know, hear the gun going ding, 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 ding. There's a better sound effect. So what they do, get rid of the lug nuts and just put one big nut in the center. No, not the nut behind the steering wheel, the nut that holds the wheel on. So they did it. Makes it easier. One gun, one nut, brrr, on, brrr, off. Right. Well, when I left the race, it wasn't working. In fact, somebody, I won't mention to protect the innocent, I won't mention the team or the car, but the wheel came off out on the track at 187 miles an hour, and you know what that did. Well, what it did is caused the car not to, yeah, I kept it on the track, driving straight. In fact, the brake rotor on those NASCARs are about the size of your wheels on your family car. That's how big the brake rotors are. So you just drove it in on three tires, and the other one was on the brake rotor. You drove it in the pits, and they went, uh-oh. Well, what did the tire and wheel do? It took off and passed the race car. So the tire says, I don't need to be on the car anymore. I'm going to go ahead and race on the race without you. Anyway, the tire finally came to a stop. Didn't hurt anybody. Nobody got hurt. But somebody did get hurt. The crew chief got a four-race suspension. The crew chief, along with you-know-who, the person who didn't put the lug nut on tight. So, with that said, how's your lug nuts? Are they tight? Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever had the tire shop, whoops? Or did they? You get home, everything went okay. But again, because we all have, well, most cars now have 6 to 8. Some have up to 10. You know, if you got a 110, a 1 ton, you got 8 or 10 lug nuts on there. I don't know if this one lug nut is going to be the best answer for NASCAR. You would think so. Something's going on. But also, we had the old steel wheels that they had on the cars last year. They're not steel anymore. We had another car, a wheel came apart, causing the tire. It was quite interesting to watch the TV cameras zoom in on the tire with no wheel in there. The tire was by itself going down the NASCAR strip there. And so the things that they've changed there might not be the best. Hopefully they don't do that to our family cars. Well, it's time now here on Auto World. Who tops the Consumer Reports 2022 brand report card? Subaru, folks. Subaru climbed to two spots to first place this year in 2022 already. Consumer Reports annual ranking of the most well-performed, safe, and reliable automotive brand. It climbed two spots to first place in Consumer Reports. The ranking was well-performing, safe, and reliable automotive. Parts and pieces, of course, under those headings, well-performing, safe, and reliable. Mazda, which was number one in 2021, finished second this year. So, let's give Subaru a hand, huh? Yeah! Subaru, if you spell it backwards, it spells Eurobus. Six of the top 10 brands this year were Japanese. The highest ranking U.S. brand was Buick, which was 11th. Jeep dropped three spots to last, replacing Alfa Romeo, which rose four places to 28th. And that is for the Consumer Reports 2022 Brand Report Card Ranking. Subaru, Eurobus. Okay, so with that said, coming up here also on Auto World later, we're going to talk and ask you if you really know the smell of your vehicle. Yeah. Do you know the smell of your vehicle? Have you ever smelled it? You say you smelled it every time you get in. Uh-oh. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. You could maybe get paid to. There's people that get paid to smell your car. Here this last week also, something happened with Volkswagen and a couple of the Volkswagen company. You folks might have read about this. This story about the, thousands of vehicles may be lost at sea. Burning up. Yep. A big old ship out there carrying a mix of Volkswagen Group vehicles, including the VW models such as the ID.4, Porsches, Lamborghinis, and some. They had 189 Bentleys on that ship, bound for several ports serving the U.S. market. Automotive News quoted that the estimated cargo to be worth at least $255 million is on up in smoke, burning. Not good. The fire is still continuing to burn out in there. The ship's 22 crew members were forced to abandon the cargo carrier as flames spread throughout the ship, according to the officials there. Rescue efforts have been going pretty good, according to the wire. And that, but the cars, what started it? They're still investigating it. They have, of course, electric cars on board, and they're talking about maybe the batteries on those cars caused this fire. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about batteries and snowmobiles when we return to the NASCAR studio right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe and the U.S. still concerned that the Kremlin will invade Ukraine at any moment. They're warning Russia that if it goes through with it, there will be sanctions. Ukraine's president wants to know why aren't sanctions being issued now if everyone's so sure that an invasion will happen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken answered that on NBC's Meet the Press.
We continue to try to build everything we can to deter him from the course that he's now set on. And until the last minute, there is still an option to for him to pull back. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent a war.
Blinken adds that to issue sanctions now would lessen the effect on Russia. Queen Elizabeth II testing positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace said the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but expects Her Majesty to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. Australia will open to international tourists on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. They have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Batteries. We all need batteries. We need them not to fail. We need a battery in our EVs, of course, all batteries, electric vehicles. We need batteries in our gas, our diesels. We need batteries in our propane-fired automobiles. We need batteries in our hydrogen vehicles. We need batteries. We need batteries in our flashlights that are in our glove boxes. You don't have a flashlight in your glove box? What? Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being here, folks. Yeah, batteries. I hate that sound. Tick, 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 tick. There. And it won't start. And, of course, if you didn't know this, this is an Auto World tip here this week. Do not jumpstart any car that has a computer on board, which is pretty much the year 2000 on up, where we are living at today here in the NASCAR studio in the Auto World Plaza. You don't want to jumpstart them. Throw the jumper cables away. There's a special... That's why pretty much some of you don't even know where your battery is, because when you open the hood or the bonnet, for you folks listening over there across the pond, thank you, the battery's in the trunk and buried underneath the spare tire on the BMWs, the battery's in the trunk on the Jags, the battery's in the trunks on the Volvos. It goes on and on and on. They don't, you can't, we don't want you to jumpstart them. So with that said, how do you jumpstart them? Well, just make sure that you always check the date on your batteries. If the date is a little bit old there on the batteries, folks, just get them replaced before it's up on the warranty, period. Do it. Don't jumpstart them because you'll be buying a brand new computer. Talking about batteries, we're talking about the ship there in the the ocean that has got the Volkswagen models on there burning up and did burn up and et cetera and caused a lot of grief, and that they're investigating to see if it was the batteries that caused that. Well, with that said, let's now talk a little bit about the very first, and it's available, first electric snowmobile. I know you don't snowmobile, you don't care about snowmobiles, but listen up now. We got to learn about everything, and they need to have batteries in a snowmobile. I've got snowmobiles, and yeah, if it's got an electric starter on it, which I do have one snowmobile that has an electric start, and you don't have to pull the ripcord, if you know what I mean. You rip your back out pulling the cord. No, you just turn the key, and it goes, cranks the engine, and starts right up. Then you can go snowmobile and have fun. All right. Now, the very first electric snowmobile is out. Taiga is the brand, Taiga, and it's electric. All electric. Yes. Here's one thing that I like about it. Okay, well, first, let's talk about snowmobiling is cold, isn't it? On the snow. That means it's, well, if there's white snow out there, that means it's cold. And if it's cold, don't we have a problem with our cell phone batteries? I have my cell phone in my snowmobile outfit, and we go out snowmobiling, and I get the snow, the camera out, the cell phone out, and click on the camera, and I want to take a photo of the beautiful scenery that I'm looking at or the friends I'm with or whatever, and the cell phone battery dies pretty quick because of the cold. So how in the world can Taiga, this company, have an electric snowmobile? Well, here's how they do it. They have a thermal system, folks. Actually, they have this thermal system, as they call it. It heats up the snowmobile. It keeps the battery warm. The battery's doing its own warming pad. It's called a thermal system. It's warming up the battery, warming up the snowmobile, so it starts easier. And then it cools the battery also. Cools it off, so you don't see any smoke coming out from underneath the hood of the snowmobile. Taiga, congratulations. They have three models out. Yep, the Atlas, that's the fastest one. Oh, yeah. They have the Nomad. That's kind of like a utility one, and it's very quiet. Then they have the Echo. Three models. The fast one, the Atlas, goes from 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. Remember, this is all electric. Top speed of the Atlas is, top speed, over 100 miles an hour. Now you're all shaking your head. I see you there. Everybody, six rows here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm looking out the window here outside the NASCAR studio, and they're saying, the range has got to be 2 miles on this thing. No, it's not 2 miles. It's 87 miles. 87 miles before the battery goes, please charge me. Oh, yeah. Where am I going to plug a snowmobile in up in the mountains? To the current bush right over on the right? That's a good question. More to come on this, but yeah, it's available. The very first electric snowmobile. Taiga, congratulations on those two words, thermo system. Maybe we need to talk to the Volkswagen group and maybe get you folks to give them a thermal system so it can cool off their batteries. Huh? And by the way, it looks just like a normal snowmobile. Yep. So with all the toys we all have, the razors to the snowmobiles to the ATVs to the dirt bikes to the electric bicycles, electric motorcycles, all of these are going to be combined, and they have been combined, and it's the scenes behind the scenes, folks, it's just crazy. And it's going to help all of us to the point of no return. Now, it is time here on Auto World to shared with you a little tease. You on the Facebook page, Mark Evans, and the Instagram account, Auto World Media, about the Volkswagen. Yes, Volkswagen is going to do a full-size pickup truck, and it's all electric. All electric. Yep. Growing a lineup of manufacturing of electric trucks, Volkswagen is set to bring an all-electric pickup to the United States market, folks. Yep. By the way, it was not on that ship. That ship out there, and that was one of them they didn't have on there. If this is going to happen, Volkswagen would join a long list of manufacturers planning to bring an all-electric pickup to the market. It's going to be a full-size pickup truck. Yep, we have the Rivian R1T, and of course the GMC Hummer EV is already on sale. The Ford Lightning follows mid-year, of course, with the Chevrolet Silverado due out in 2023. Ram will build a 1500 EV in 2024. Yep, and then GMC has a second model coming out, a version of Sierra in the works also. Toyota and Nissan have confirmed plans for EV pickups also. Tesla, as you all know, has a Cybertruck getting ready to come out. Concerns with the Volkswagen, their time frame looks like it's going to be arriving sometime in 2023. That's not too far away. And by the way, would Volkswagen build this full-size pickup on its own? Or could it be talking to Ford about some alliance? So stay tuned for more on that right here on Auto World. And that platform, remember, a full-size Volkswagen all-electric truck, four-door. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It could happen. And also, like I mentioned earlier, something about beetles coming to your yard near you. Yep, Volkswagen's been talking about the return of the beetle. Yes. Yep. The nameplate could stage yet another return when the last beetle rolled off the assembly plant line in Pueblo, Mexico, 3 years ago. They want to bring back, the beetle. But guess what? They're doing it in EV. An EV. That's right. An electric Volkswagen Beetle. The Volkswagen Group plans to invest more than $100 billion, folks, in electrifying its lineup. That has caused more than a little stress on you-know-who, the president, the powerful IG, the folks that are behind the labor union of Volkswagen. It's stirring up the bee's nest over there at the Beetle place. The bees are liking the beetles, and the beetles are not liking the bees. Did I say 100 billion? I did. 100 billion in electrifying its lineup. Would you want an electric Beetle? There's a question right there for you. Do you want an electric Beetle? 855-660-4261 or autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to grab some more popcorn, get some more oil, some butter on my fingers, and we'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You cruised into the Auto World NASCAR studio with me today, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from Boise, Idaho Live. Good to have you along. What a great treat to have you here each and every week. Well, you know what? It's back. DeLorean. You remember the DeLorean? Well, DeLorean is teasing all of us with a 2022 revival of the DMC as a sports car. But guess what? It's powered by two letters. Go ahead. Guess them. Two letters. EV. That's right. DeLorean has released a teaser of the 2022 comeback in a partnership with Italian Design. About a year ago, they were talking about maybe doing a DeLorean DMC 12 model. It would be looking just like the ones that we're all familiar with, of course, the stainless steel body that has a zero paint. You don't paint stainless steel. It'd be returning to production line as an all-electric vehicle. The original DeLorean Motor Company, as we all know, Johnny Carson, of course, was involved with that and owned a couple. Doesn't really exist anymore, folks. It's long gone. Well, there's a gentleman, Stephen Wynn, received the rights to the DeLorean copyright back in 1995. He's kind of smart, isn't he? Yeah, uh-huh. Wynn's original plans to relaunch the DeLorean date back to 1997 with a limited production, despite the original 2.85-liter V6 PRV engine no longer being, an option, of course. That gave him the idea. He scratched his head like this and says, why don't I do an electric version instead? So he's going to do it. He's going to give all of us an all-electric DMC DeLorean in 2022. When I get more word on how I can get you to sign up and get your reservation, at this point I do not know where and when we can, get a reservation or not for an all-electric EV DeLorean. But when I hear more and get more information, you're going to hear it right here on Auto World, so you can maybe get your reservation in for a EV DeLorean. I don't know. That'd be a collector's item, wouldn't it? Maybe some of you might have a DeLorean, one of the original DeLoreans. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to always have you share with me your comments concerning, well, your first car. Maybe the lemon that you used to own. Do you still have the lemon? Hope not. Our number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Of course, email is autoworldradio@yahoo. Talking about email, let's go to the email bag. Get the PR director, Bobby B.S., or wake up over there. Okay. Hell yeah. Whoa. I thought he was sleeping. He wasn't. I already knew about that, Mark. I knew you knew. Okay, so email, folks. Email me at any one point in time, please do. Throughout the week, or right now as we are live, here on Genesis Communications Network in the NASCAR studio here at the Auto World Plaza. 911 on it if you need fixed right now. If not, and if you do not want me to read it live on the air, then just say no, read it live on the air, but please help me. And everyone, again, I just want to confirm that you do get some type of a gift. I always have a lot of great detail type gifts for the inside of your car and outside of your car. This email here that is all new to me, this is why we, my PR director, Bobby Vieser, and of course filling in for, Eddie the engine emailer, he's gone right now for the weekend, and Bobby Vieser, they got together, and anyway, it's all new email for me, so I don't know, it's all kind of fresh, so that's the way I like it, so it's called like Stump the Chump. Okay, here it is. Great show, Mark. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I have a noise. Just wondering if the noise is something that I need to be worried about. I started my Chrysler 200 up in the morning and I hear a clicking in the dash. After about, say 10 minutes and it is all warmed up, the noise goes away. Should I be concerned? ? And what do you think it is? ? Thanks for taking my email. Sue's listening in Redding, California on KRAC AM 1370. Well, first, Suze, let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out with the voice I have left to our great Auto World affiliate. Shout-out to KRAC AM 1370, Red Bluff, Singleton, Cottonwood, Redding, California, and all the towns in between, and all you folks listening, thank you. It's good to have you along. Thanks, Suze, for driving us into Redding, California. You're clicking me, you say, is in the dash on your Chrysler 200. Okay, in the morning, and when it warms up, you say it goes away. How long has this little brown squirrel been in your car, Suze? I hope you don't have a squirrel in there. Watch out for their big tails. They get in the if the tail of the squirrel gets in that the heater blower fan motor. You got yourself a problem, Suze. Whoa. Anyway, Suze, let's get this fixed. What the clicking is in your Chrysler 200? You say that's in the dash. Okay. Suze, you've just now helped probably another million some people. Everybody, well, not everybody, but pretty much about 10% out of 100% has this kind of noise. And so we're going to fix a lot of people here now, Suze, listening there in Redding, California. That clicking, I want you to do some diagnosing for me first. I want you to take your ear, not now, you're listening to the show, of course, in the next hour, you're going to be listening to, but after the shows, I want you to go out, start it up in the morning, maybe tomorrow morning, and I want you to isolate where the clicking's coming from. Is it over on the very far right-hand side, in the center, or over on the left-hand side? So, when I say the left-hand side, I don't want you over on the left side of the steering wheel. I'm saying basically where your gas pedal is. That would be the left side. What this clicking is an actuator. You have one actuator that is hooked to the dampener doors that are for your heating and cooling that open and close to direct the air up to defrost, out for air conditioning vents, or down to your foot for heat on your feet. And so what you're clicking is the plastic gears in your actuator are pretty much a Chrysler 200. It's not a new car because it's a 200. You've probably got some miles on it. These little plastic boxes and these plastic gears inside the actuator box are worn out. So if you have about four of them on there, Suze. So if you You isolate where the clicking is, and you can tell the mechanic in your local town there in Reading, it's coming right there next to my driver's accelerator pedal, and that one would be for the heater dampener. So you need an actuator replaced. That's what's going on there. These are little plastic boxes. I don't recommend you or your husband doing it yourself, or your boyfriend, and you know, or your significant other there. Just make sure that you isolate where the clicking is, and the actuator can be replaced. It's a pretty easy fix. They're not that much money, so you might get charged an hour. It's only like 2 to 3 screws to mount them to the plastic heater box, and then it just male, female, and they just mount back up, and then you screw the screws in, and you're done, and the clicking goes away. The little plastic gears are worn out. So that's what's going on. Hopefully that helps. That's along with all the other clicking that all the other folks that are listening have in their dashes, too. I see that a lot. Sometimes that noise goes away and then comes back, goes away and comes back. Those gears do catch every so often and work on the teeth that are still there. That's why you don't hear it, folks, and then they come right back to the empty spot where there's no teeth, and you hear the clicking because they're trying to engage with each other. Thanks again, Suze. Please do send me an email address where I can send you some great detailed gifts that I can get that Chrysler 200 looking good. Oh, yeah. In fact, I do have a really cool Chrysler key tag for you, too, Suze. I'm going to throw in the detail package. And, again, thanks for emailing, and email me back an address. We'll get you some good gifts sent out. No, I can't personally deliver those in Reading, but in Boise I can, and Nampa, Caldwell, I will here in this area. So, anyway, that's how we do it. Well, folks, it looks like the garage door is getting ready to come down here on the second hour, and I do appreciate you being here again. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to get talking about, well, you know what? Oh, my God, that recall. Something to do with pedestrians and a boombox. It's all about Tesla. Don't forget, 2022 Top Driver's Choice Awards coming your way. Drive safe and motor on, everybody. See you next hour.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Seriously talented representative.